This week on Florida Matters, we're talking about bird watching in the Tampa Bay area and the people who make it their hobby or life passion. In this preview, host Robin Sussingham talks with Mary Keith, president of the Tampa Audubon Society, and Ann Paul, regional coordinator for Audubon's Florida Coastal Island Sanctuaries, about whether there's a certain personality type to birders. Ann Paul starts the conversation.
It ends up being a group of people who enjoy the environment. We can talk about fun things that we've seen and done. I think the other thing is that there's a sensitivity and a watchfulness. People who have learned how to bird take the time to notice things, and that it's a little bit like being a Sherlock Holmes, except for focusing on wildlife and what they're doing, and it's so much fun. You never know what you're going to see next.
That's an interesting observation, and also maybe a reason why a lot of people who go into bird watching will end up maybe taking up painting or watercolor. They want to draw or sketching what they see.
Or nature
or photography.
Photography
is the big one.
And if you don't have patience when you start out, I guess you develop it.
But even just the observation develops. Tampa Audubon leads a bird walk that's open free for anybody. It's the second Saturday of every month at Lettuce Lake. And recently on one of those trips, there was a husband of one of our birders, and he's been tagging along off and on. And we were looking for a particular warbler that breeds at Lettuce Lake. It's gorgeous. It's just brilliant yellow. I call them flying liquid gold. And he thought he saw one fly. And he says, "Darn, you've made a birder out of me. I want to see this bird." He saw it.
Several people saw it.
Just mm-hmm. He and a couple of others. But then that was his realization that all of a sudden he really wanted to see that bird. He wasn't there just tagging along with his wife, but the interest of a bird that had flown in from South America, was singing out in the bushes, and was about to set up making a nest right there, had caught his interest, and he wanted to see it. And that's the kind of thing that Anne is talking about, too, is that they're so interesting, and there's so many different ways to look at them.
So he surprised himself how badly he wanted to see that bird.
Yeah. It wasn't just a number on a list. He wanted to see the color, the shape, see who was singing out there in the weeds.
Prothonotary warbler?
Yep.
What was it called?
It's called a prothonotary warbler. And that's because it's so bright yellow. And back in the old days, when birds were being named, they were named often for the colors of the robe that the Catholic administrators wore. And the prothonotaries wore a bright yellow robes. So this bird is named after those robes. But it was quite an achievement for this non-birder to see a prothonotary warbler, because they're tiny, they're very small birds, and they flit around up in the top of the trees, you know, very often very much obscured by leaves. But I remember there was a field trip one time that we led some students, and I had talked to them before the field trip and said that we were going to be at Lettuce Lake Park, and one bird that is so beautiful but they were very likely not to see would be a prothonotary warbler. Anyway, I got a whole series of letters from those students saying, "We did too see that bird." They were so proud.